New York's Public Theater is known for cutting-edge performances and popular off-site programming, including the beloved Shakespeare in the Park. And of course, the shows it sends to Broadway, from the 1967 premiere of Hair to Hamilton. Well, next Monday, the Public Theater will hold an online gala performance, a star-studded We Are One Public. It'll be free, a virtual one-night extravaganza showcasing music, drama, storytelling artists like Antonio Banderas, Glenn Close, Elvis Costello, Audra McDonald, Sting, Philippa Sue, Anne Hathaway, and more. It's also a benefit for the theater, which, like all New York City theaters, has been dark since March 12th. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is hosting. He, of course, the red-haired Mitchell Pritchett on TV's Modern Family. Here he flaunts the cast in a promo clip for Monday's show.
Is Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner around? So, yeah, yes. Sting. I'm talking to Audra McDonald. Hello, Miss Hathaway. Sorry, Anne. Don't know why I sounded so formal. Sorry we keep playing phone tag. I just wanted to circle back about the idea of matching rompers for the We Are One Public event.
Jesse is also supposed to be the co-star of the new Broadway show Take Me Out. It would have opened in April, and he has been the object of my stalking. I've approached him many times on the street to profess my affection. Jesse, welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us, the Public Theater's artistic director, Oscar Eustace. Oscar, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Robin.
And Oscar, start with you. This has been tough. Theater's dark, mean actors out of work. When we say the program is free, but also a fundraiser, how is that going to work?
Well, it's the first time we get to try this. The idea is that, very fitting with the Public ethos, this extraordinary lineup of stars is going to be made available to anybody in the world who wants to watch it. You know, my basic hope is that the people who can afford it, who can afford even small amounts, will contribute to us, but everybody will get to see it for free. And that's actually a wonderful way to greet an audience.
Well, it's the public radio model as well. And Jesse,
exactly.
There'll be about three dozen performers, none in the same location. What could go wrong? I'm thinking of the recent birthday tribute to Stephen Sondheim. Half-hour delay, everybody's watching Meryl Streep's background and yelling at the host, unmute yourself. What are your thoughts going in?
You know, I actually watched the Sondheim birthday celebration later that evening, so I had no idea that any of that had happened. But it's the spirit of the show must go on. I mean, I have been on stage at the Delacorte Theater where I've had to leave the stage for an hour while the audience, you know, finds shelter amongst trees and awnings, and we start up again. And it's just sort of the spirit of what theater is.
Jesse, it's funny. I just getting you ready to do this interview, you seemed kind of a mess.
I was having some sound issues already. So we'll sort it out by the time June 1st comes along.
But what's behind this is so important. Talk about, Jesse, from your point of view, you've done quite well. And there are other actors that with theater closed, nothing's coming in. Talk about what you're seeing in your community.
I'm in a position where I've just finished an 11-year run of a television show, so I'm okay for a little while. And, you know, I was in rehearsal with a group of fantastic men and Take Me Out, and some of them were very established in their careers, and some of them were making their Broadway debuts. So we're all coming to that production with very different economical backgrounds and different places in our career. You know, we're checking in with each other on social media and through text messages. And, you know, Jesse Williams and Patrick Adams and I sent little care packages to all of our cast members in New York to let them know we're thinking of them on the other coast. And it's like we're trying to extend that sense of community that theater already naturally brings.
Well, and Oscar, how do you think things change going forward? The LA Times theater critic gathered together a lot of people in the industry and asked, what do you envision? And, you know, Sarah Ruhl, for instance, said, I want to go back to less emphasis on content, more on ritual. We may need theater soup kitchens, make soup, bread, and theater, give it out to people who need it. Less money on a couch for a set, more on the body that's going to be on the stage. Your thoughts about what the future might hold?
Well, Robin, I think it's actually the theater is in a position that's similar to that of the country as a whole. And I think when we come out of this, we will either continue to lurch in the direction of authoritarianism and inequality and xenophobia and nationalism, which I'm afraid we've been lurching in for the last few years with a lot of the world, or we'll have the other alternative, which is that this epidemic, this plague, will make us recognize how completely interdependent we are and how much we count on each other and allow us to engage in collective action that's more equitable and more loving than what we did before. And the theater has to be part of that. I think when the theater comes out of this, we're going to have to immediately prove to people that we have something for them that matters. The first thing the public's going to do when we're allowed to gather again is send out 5 mobile units to all the different boroughs so that the first invitation is not you come back into our theaters, but we're going to go to your neighborhoods and perform for you. Because we're going to be in a tough environment economically, we're going to be in a tough environment philanthropically, and if we're not able to demonstrate that we're as important as we claim we are, we're going to get left behind.
Yeah, essential workers. Jesse, your thoughts about the changes and staying with what you're going to be doing on this gala, this idea of live streaming. John Iacovelli, who's a scenic designer, said we're just going to have to get used to the new reality, streaming the new normal. Others, and I'm looking at Adam Greenfield from Playwrights Horizon, said no, anything but, you know, more Zoom theater or streaming theater. The live event is what theater is. You know, your thoughts on that?
I think it's going to have to be a balance for a little while. You know, we are figuring out this new world. And I think when we come out of this, my hope for it, my silver lining is that with this time that we're spent in quarantine, we'll come out of it with ideas of artistic expression that we didn't have before. I'm just hoping and imagining that all of our greatest living playwrights are at home during this time creating, and they're going to come out of this with new ideas. And I think, you know, we've had to pivot and as actors and as artists and try and figure out how can we continue to do what we need to do without being in a room with an audience. We create arts to be in that space with an audience, and it's a communal thing. And we're having to figure out another way to do that right now. I don't think that will be forever, but I think while we're in this space, we have to find ways of sharing that art with each other because that's what's going to keep us alive.
I couldn't agree more, Jesse. I spent about 2 weeks being a Puritan and saying, you know, into the closure and saying, you know, we have to wait until we can all gather together again. And the theater is a live audience. That's what makes it. And then about 2 weeks in, I went, that's ridiculous. Just because we're in a plague, just because we're in difficult circumstances, does not relieve me of the obligation to try to fulfill the mission of the theater. Mm-hmm. Like always, we're fulfilling it under different circumstances. These circumstances are particularly extreme, but nobody gives us the right to stop trying to do what we do. We have to keep doing it.
Well, do you ever foresee a time, Oscar, when you're directing using social distancing? You know, you're lending. I mean, can you think of a play, for instance, that would lend itself to the actors standing 6 feet away from each other and not singing into each other's faces or even wearing masks?
Here's the reality. I can't imagine that right now. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to imagine it. You know, my gut says we're not going to experience the full joy of live theater until people are not worried about getting sick. However, that may be a long road, and we're going to keep making theater by any means necessary. Once we're not in a shelter-at-home state, I promise you, we'll be figuring out how to test the boundaries and make theater that takes advantage of whatever circumstances are ethically and medically and legally possible for us.
Well, meanwhile, back to the gala that you're planning. Mitchell, I mean Jesse. Have you been like practicing with your mute button?
I've actually participated in a few of these experiments with digital theater, and you know, I've certainly been on a lot of Zoom calls and meetings, you know, trying to figure out these things like the Public Theater Gala. I saw a few fails happen in the early days of quarantine, people taking their computers into the restroom, not realizing they were on the phone still. And you know, you won't see any of those mistakes from me.
I just worry that we'll see your eye. You know, just your ear or your eye saying, can you see me?
I don't know
me?
Why you have such – you need to have a little more faith in me. I think I'm going to be just fine on June 1st.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
And Jesse, I have total confidence in you. And, you know, I've seen Jesse triumph in very complicated circumstances, I've suggested. And the talent we have lined up from Al Pacino to Meryl Streep to Lin-Manuel to Sting, it's just an extraordinary collection of people, all of whom are there because they love the public. And I'm just so honored and flattered by that I don't believe anything will go wrong technically.
Yeah. Well, the public will be there because they love these performers and they also want to see their backgrounds. So, Jesse, I'm just saying, just, you know, an Emmy or two on a shelf or something.
I actually have no personal Emmys. I've been in shows that have won Emmys, but none for me. I actually have a poster from every single summer I did at the Delacorte Theater. I think I'm going to use those as my background art from the public theater.
We'll wait to see how Room Raider feels about it, the Twitter account that rates the backgrounds. That's Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's going to be co-hosting the Public Theater's gala performance, a star-studded We Are One Public free virtual one-night extravaganza. For more, you can go to hearnow.org. And the theater's artistic director, Oscar Eustace. Oscar, Jesse, we need our theater back. We need Broadway back. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.